We do have a caller on the line right now, so I want to get to him. Anthony, let your voice be heard.
There was a time when police officers policed the neighborhoods in which they served. Moving forward, you have police officers who are going into unknown, uncharted territory, and they're policing neighborhoods in which they do not serve and they do not live in.
I want to say that they're not Muslims. They are extremists, okay? There's a difference.
You just totally disregarded an emergency two blocks away, you know, just to go around the block to give someone a ticket.
And it sounds ugly, but I mean, you know, America's ugly. America can be very ugly sometimes.
Those voices you're hearing belong to callers reacting to violence by and against police last week, airing frustrations and opinions on Let Your Voice Be Heard Radio. It's produced out of WHCR here in New York City, and it's an outlet for a lot of New Yorkers struggling with how to respond to the violence and division across American communities today. It's hosted by two young people, Stanley Fritz, who's a community organizer, and Selena Hill. She's a multimedia journalist at Black Enterprise, and they're determined to help motivate the conversations of other millennials trying to make sense of their world and turn some of that dialogue that you're hearing into action. Selena says that for a lot of young people today, particularly young people of color, the defining feature of their experience is watching it play out live together.
Our listeners are extremely outraged and frustrated. It's disheartening. And if we think about it, you know, now that we're in this era of social media, we're exposed to these new levels of horror. I've never witnessed someone die before until I watched Eric Garner be killed by police in Staten Island. I mean, I would say that we as millennials, as viewers, as regular civilians are also dealing with trauma because we've never witnessed or seen anything to this magnitude or this level before. And it's definitely spilled over into our daily lives where, you know, we're ready to take some type of action, whether that's going to a march or a protest rally in Union Square or calling our legislators and telling them enough is enough.
Stanley, what's happened, though, over the last week is that this conversation, this ongoing conversation and outrage over black men and the police has become tied to police getting killed. You saw President Obama go to Dallas and had to talk about both things tied together. And that's a far more complex conversation than even we were having before.
Before I answer that question, I just want to mention that black women have also been being killed by the police. We don't want to forget about Sandra Bland. And even though, you know, it's been ruled a suicide, we don't want to forget about how she got into prison in the first place. In relation to black men being killed by police officers, we've been seeing this for a while. Police officers being killed by black men or having those conversations merged, I don't think it's appropriate. When an officer is killed, when they find that killer, they get justice. But when you kill a person of color, particularly a black man or a black woman, even if it's on camera, even if the entire world sees you choking them to death or shooting them, there's still questions of, oh, did they have a gun? Were they a thug? Were they being dangerous? And that's very problematic. If it was just Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, Obama would not be going to Dallas. And thankfully enough, he and President George Bush, to his credit, they were able to and they were willing to kind of address all of those issues and not just the officers.
Selena, you talked about seeing all these killings on video and how you've seen so many now. It seems to me this is a phenomenon that's fundamentally different for millennials. We've had older folks on The Takeaway many times who've said, this is the type of violence that we've been telling you about for 100 years. The difference is iPhones. And for millennials, it's sort of always been iPhones.
Yes, Todd, you are absolutely right. You know, these are the horror stories that my grandmother experienced when she grew up in the Deep South. And my mother, who's a baby boomer, also experienced. And even my uncle, who's also experienced a great deal of police brutality himself, so much that he lost sight in his left eye. But for me, you know, I heard the stories. And now when I go on Twitter, I see the hashtags. And when I turn on the news, I'm seeing live video or video that was captured by someone who happened to be a bystander, like in the case of Walter Scott, who was shot down by a police officer 8 times in the back in South Carolina. So you're right, it is a new phenomenon. And I think that we as millennials have not found the proper way to really vent. We don't know how to deal with this. So for the most part, I think that we're all calling out for like some type of healing. I would say that you know, if there's any good in this situation and having these videos there, number one, it's validated the stories that Black people have been feeling and talking about forever. And number two, it's definitely incited a call to action where we as millennials are doing something. We're doing more than just tweeting about it. We're doing more than just telling our friends or sitting at home, but we're going out in the streets. We vocalize our pain and our frustrations, whether that's in a t-shirt or a wristband or actually going to a community board meeting. I just say that it's definitely calling us to action, and we're taking those actions in different ways.
Stanley Fritz, what has been the impact of your radio show, do you think, in New York City that you're running every Sunday? As Selena said, Black Lives Matter, the movement, this is largely social media based, not exclusively. It does get on cable news. It does get coverage in the traditional media. What are you able to do on the radio waves, do you think, at this point?
Since we've started this show, we have had a million hoodies on there. We have had members of the Justice League on there. We have had members of the Black Lives Matter movement on there. We had Bob Hudgens from Ferguson, Missouri, who was out there on the front lines after Mike Brown was murdered by Officer Darren Wilson. We put them on the radio and shared their story. And we've done it in a way that the people who care about these things can understand. And I think one of the things that we always try to lead the shows with, no matter how depressing or uplifting everything is with the call to action. The show we did this past Sunday, we had calls to action spread out throughout the entire segment where we were giving different meetups and marches that were happening throughout the week in New York City.
All right, so Stanley, it's your show along with Selena. It's your air. President Obama has called for a deeper conversation where you take in as much as you give. Who's your ultimate guest right now? You can snap your fingers and get your ultimate guest. Don't say President Obama. That's too easy.
Oh, man.
Is it David Duke? Is it the commissioner of police for St. Louis? Who's your ultimate guest?
If David Duke came to the show, I might get into a fight. So not David Duke. I take Paul Ryan.
Why?
And here's why. Because he double talks. He gave me a really impressive speech last week where he said, don't blame Black Lives Matter for the Dallas shooter. I really appreciated that. But then in the next step, he'll try to pass a bill that disproportionately affects poor Black and Latino people or poor people or gay people or women. And I'd really like to have a conversation with him about how those two things can connect in his head and what we need to do to be allies in a way that helps all people.
Selena?
Donald Trump. And here's the reason why. Number one, I mean, the things that come out of this man's mouth are just so horrendous and only set us back. I would love to take him on in my studio on my turf. And number two, maybe even if he didn't show it on air, he can walk away and say, you know what? I need to start thinking about things a little more critically. One of the biggest problems in this country is everyone is just so divided on this huge spectrum. You have the right and you have the left. And at the end of the day, people are dying. And I think that our humanity is something that can unite us.
Part of community organizing is a voice in the community, and Let Your Voice Be Heard Radio is just that in New York City and Harlem on WHCR 90.3 FM. Selena Hill and Stanley Fritz are the co-hosts. Guys, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.